It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City.
All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Marshall High School Softball Complex for Section 3A Softball Playoffs. Paul Ramo here on this Saturday morning, overcast skies here in Marshall. Going to be a great game here between Lacaparo Valley and Edgerton Southwest Minnesota Christian. Two outstanding softball teams in the winner's bracket here in Section 3A. This is round three, actually, game number three in the tournament. The Eagles come in with 18 wins and four losses. The Dutchmen from Edgerton Southwest Minnesota Christian, they're 15-7. Let's go through your State Farm starting lineups. First for the Edgerton Southwest Minnesota Christian Dutchmen. Number two, the designated player, Addy Nibelink. Number 12 and playing left field, Catherine Bikama. Number catching and batting third, Elliot Fleischman. Batting fourth and playing right field, Reagan Walloff. Batting fifth and playing first base for Edgerton, Cammy Schmidt. Leanna Blumendahl will play third base and bat sixth. Presley Van Dyke is the pitcher. She'll bat seventh. Cammy Vanderhaar will bat eighth and play second base and playing shortstop, Kaya Voge. For the Lacaparo Valley Eagle, your State Farm Insurance starting lineups, the usual starting nine. Jalen Lee will lead it off. She'll play first base. Kendall Shelston will play third base and bat second. Brandy Meyer will bat third and play short. Kayla Jen will bat second base. Callie Kahn will be out in left field. She'll bat fifth. Zoe Doctor will bat sixth and play center field. Val Piotta will be out in right field. She'll bat seventh. Batting eighth, Raya Borsted, the designated player, and Aiden Bond will catch and bat ninth. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. That'll wrap up the Subway pregame show. We'll come back with the first pitch between the Eagles and the Dutchmen right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Pete Hagen's Restaurant, Miller Services Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Jenny O Turkey Store, Madison Bottling, Wolfslager Concrete, Heather Nursery and Floral, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, NB Golf Cars, B&B Electrical Contractors, Doug Service and Marine, Appleton Area Health, Ryan Smith Seeds, CCM Health, Kluber Law Office, B. Johnson Electric, Grace Haven Assisted Living. Section Sports brought to you by Gislason's Hardware, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Canby Meat Center, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Haas Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Chris Wodzinski for House, Lee Motor Company, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, City Hall Bar and Grill, Lean Lumber, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Gruel Electric, Independent Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Brothers Concrete, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Myers Electric and Infrared, Canby Farmers Grain, Tufty Auto and Sales, Klein Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Edward Jones and Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Madison Dental Clinic, United Prairie Bank, Dawson Truck Parts, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Cargill, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prince Bank, Greater Community Credit Union, Erickson Chevrolet, UFB Minneota, The Strand Agency, The Dryer Doctors. Section Sports on Q92 also brought to you by Appleton Dental Clinic, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Wow Auto Wash, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Lacaparo Corn and Soybean Growers, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Culligan, Purus, Trontossil Seeds, and its Chiropractic Center, KB's Bar and Grill, House of Spirits, Mattress Barn, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Prairie Sun Bank, Pizza Electric Motor, Algott Insurance Agency, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Schipple Mutual Fire Insurance. Section Sports brought to you by Fixin' Chiropractic, Ludvigs and Tiling, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, AGP, State Bank of Taunton, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Larson Tiling, American Surplus, Olson Dray Service, Minnesota West Community College, Dawson Dairy Queen, Citizens Alliance Bank, and Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports on Q92.
Welcome back to Marshall High School Softball Complex on this Saturday morning. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Ball game just underway. Maya Sawatsky, the Eagles are the home team, and the Nibbitling got a base hit, just got a base hit the center field, and then she just stole second base. So Edgerton Southwest Minnesota Christian as a base runner on second, and Catherine Fikema, the left fielder, is at the plate. Once again, Maya Sawatsky, an eighth grader, a right-hander, pitching for Lacapau Valley this morning here in Marshall. And the left fielder, Fikema, two balls and one strike to her. Ball game just underway, Section 3A playoffs. Game, this is the winner's bracket playing here, so you want to stay in the winner's bracket. You win this game this morning, and you remain in the winner's bracket, and this is the only game you'll play today, and you'll go home, and that's what the Eagles want to do. You don't want to drop down in the loser's bracket, otherwise you'll play it later this afternoon. 2-2 count to Fikema. Swing and a miss, struck her out. Now the throws a first, and they got her, and a runner will go from second to third. We got the first strikeout of the game for Maya Sawatsky, and here's Elliot Fishman batting for the Dutchman. Dutchman have a runner on third. We're in the top of the first inning. Once again, the Eagles are the home team, and there's a changeup, and that's just missed for a ball. Number 11 batting. Maya Sawatsky threw a one-hitter against McCray on Thursday in the second game there. And a swing and a miss. A swing and a miss there by number 11. Fleischman, Elliott. Runner on third base. One out, and the pitch is high from Sawatsky. Defensively for the Eagles, Aiden Bond behind the plate. Jalen Lee at first, Kayla Jan playing second, Myers at short, and Shelstead at third. Here's the next pitch, swing and a miss. First strike, two balls, two strikes.
455.
Two balls, two strikes. Big pitch here for Maya Sawatsky. You can hear the crowd behind me. There's a lot of locked balls. Swing and a miss, struck her out. For out number two, back-to-back strikeouts for the eighth grader, Maya Sawatsky. Here's the number four batter for Edgerton, Southwest Minnesota Christian, Reagan Wolof. And here's the windup of the pitch. Swing and a miss. And the ball got by. Aiden Bonner runs going to score. Oh, tough break there for the Eagles. She swung at the ball, and it went right between Aiden Bonner's legs.
222.
And went to the backstop. And so Edgerton gets on the board. They lead 1-0. Nobody on base now. Swing and a miss for strike two. 0-2 count, two outs. The wall up.
33.
Sawatsky doing a little groundwork in the circle there on the pitching rubber. Now she's ready to go. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. What a job by Maya Sawatsky. She comes off the field. High-fives her dad. Well, the leadoff batter for the Dutchman got a base hit and got around the score. And so the Dutchman have scored one run on one hit, no errors, and they leave nobody on base. So we'll go to the bottom of the first. We'll see if the Eagles can put up some runs. They'll be batting when we come back. You're listening to Section 3A softball right here on Q92.
I'm Dr. Lindsay Hansen, and I'm excited to be part of the Johnson Memorial Health Services Family Medicine team. With over 8 years of experience, I'm here to provide care for patients of all ages, whether it's a wellness exam, chronic disease management, or prenatal care. I believe every patient deserves to feel heard, respected, and empowered in their healthcare journey. Together, we can achieve your health goals and make a positive difference in your life. I'm currently accepting new patients. Call 320-769-4444. 4393 to schedule your appointment today.
UFP Miniota is a manufacturing company specializing in roof and floor trusses, walls, stairs, pre-cut lumber, pallets, crating, and all your industrial needs. Call now to inquire about career opportunities at 507-872-6178 and ask for HR. That's UFP Miniota. They are a proud supporter of Miniota Athletics.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
All right, Paul Ramo back here in Marshall this morning for Section 3A softball playoffs. Edgerton, Southwest Minnesota Christian leading Lacapaw Valley 1-0. And here are the Eagles batting in the bottom of the first. What a crowd we have here. There's four softball fields, and there is a crowd here in each field. All right, here we go. Jalen Lee is going to start it off, and the first pitch is a ball. The Dutchman's pitcher is a junior, tall right-hander. Presley Van Dyke is her name, and she brings the heat. You can tell right away she has a lot of velocity on her pitches. Comes in fast. Ball two to Jalen Lee. On deck, Kendall Shellstead. Here's the pitch, and that's down low for ball three. So 3-0 count to Jalen Lee. Listen, I am sitting between the Lacapaw fans in the first row and the Lacapaw dugout there in the third base dugout. I'm almost in the dugout. Here's a 3-0 pitch, and it's a strike. So a lot of chatter between me here and behind me. You got Lacapaw fans sitting behind me. Here's a 3-1 pitch to Jalen Lee. And at 4-4, the Eagles get their leadoff batter on base. And Coach Sawatsky likes to run the bases. Coach Sawatsky's right in front of me here, flashing the signs right away. And here's Kendall Shellstead. I think she leads the Eagles offensively just about in every category. Dutchman leading 1-0. We're in the bottom of the first. Here's a big cut and a swing there by Kendall. She was looking to hit it over the ice hockey arena, the Red Baron hockey arena that's in center field. Van Dyke, inner windup, and the pitch to Shellstead. And that's high for a ball. 1-1 count. Well, we lost our sun. It was, when I first got here, it was really nice, sunny. Now the clouds have rolled in. Here's the pitch to Shellstead, and she hits a high fly ball right field. This might be fair. It is. It goes all the way into the corner. Jalen Lee's on her way to third base. Shellstead will be in with a double. Right down the right field line. Jalen Lee had to hold up a little bit, make sure it wasn't going to get caught in the right fielder. There was no chance she was going to catch that ball. And so a double for Kendall Shellstead. So the Eagles with nobody out and Brandy Meyer at the plate. Brandy has a great opportunity here for Lacapaw Valley. Down 1-0. Runners on second and third. The pitch is low to Brandy. What a nice hit there by Kendall Shellstead. High fly ball down the right field line. Right in front of the right field post. And there's a fastball strike called to Meyer. Nice opportunity here. Jalen Lee's at third. Shellstead's at second. Nobody out for Lacapaw Valley. Van Dyke's changeup. Ground ball to second. Goes out the right field. This might score two. It is! And the Eagles lead 2-1. A 2-RBI single by Brandy Meyer. Woo! Just out of the reach of Vanderhaar, the second baseman. Great hit there by Brandy Meyer. And here's Kayla Jan. Nobody out yet here in the bottom of the first. And a fastball there by Kayla, and that's a ball. So, a walk, a double by Shellstead, and a 2-RBI single for Brandy Meyer has put the Eagles in the lead 2-1. And a swing and foul to the backstop by Kayla Jan. Kayla, a senior, looking down to Coach Scott Sawatsky. It's Ryan Lee coaching over at first base. The Eagles have a lot of momentum here now. Van Dyke in the windup, and a bunch showing pulls it back, and that's a ball. Kayla is a really good bunter. We saw Kayla bunt on Thursday, and the best bunt of the year for me was by Kayla Jan in Mineota 2 weeks ago. She's showing bunt, and she pulls it back for ball three. Three balls and one strike to Kayla Jan. A two by Meyer puts Lacapaw Valley up 2-1. Nobody out. We're in the bottom of the first. Meyer's over at first base. Jan, three balls, one strike, and there's strike two. Wow, was that a fastball delivered by Van Dyke? She throws hard. So a full count to Kayla Jan. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck her out. And you can hear the Edgerton fans down the first base side making some noise. And there's your first out. Here's Callie Kahn. Coach Sawatsky trying to produce some more runs here. See if he sends Brandy Meyer to test the catcher for the Dutchman. There goes, nope, a swing and a miss by Kahn. Throw it on the first. And Brandy Meyer gets back. Callie Kahn, batty at the plate for Lacapaw Valley. 2-1 the score. The Eagles lead. We're in the bottom of the first. Meyer at the plate. Brandy's at first base. Van Dyke's pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. 0-2 count to Callie Kahn. Got to protect the play here. Meyer. No leading off in softball. Next pitch, ground ball, foul. And bare handing it is Coach Sawatsky. Callie's got some power. We've seen her hit a few long balls to the outfield, to the fence, a couple of games I've done. Van Dyke in her windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck her out. Back-to-back strikeouts. Van Dyke got Jan swinging, and now Kahn swinging, and here's Zoe Doctor. Zoe had a big game against Dawson Boyd. 3-for-3 with an RBI, 2 stolen bases in the first playoff game. Here's the pitch to Zoe. Oh, that slipped out of her hand. Meyer's going down the second, and she is safe. No, she's out. Oh, my. Close play there. Nice throw by the catcher, Fleischman. Brandy Meyer trying to steal second base is thrown out. And so that will end the inning. But the Eagles come up with two big hits and two big runs off the bat of Brandy Meyer, and they lead 2-1 over the Dutchman. We'll take a break. You'll listen to Section 3A softball from Marshall High School.
Peter and Vicki Strand of the Strand Agency in downtown Dawson look forward to helping you with all your farm, business, and auto insurance needs. Give Peter or Vicki a call today at 320-769-4410. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and you can find them on Main Street, Dawson. That's the Strand Agency, Peter and Vicki Strand. The Dryer Doctors in Montevideo would like to remind you that early order discounts are still in effect on new equipment. If you are in the market for a used grain dryer, check out our website at thedryerdoctors.com. We also offer a grain dryer preseason inspection on all farm fans and most GSI grain dryers. This inspection runs from April through September and is meant to ensure that your dryer is ready before you need it. If you would like to get on our are interested in new equipment, please give us a call at 320-321-1600. That's 321-1600. The Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
Welcome back to Marshall High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports Section 3A softball playoffs. And what a first inning we had. The Dutchman scored a run in the top of the first, and the Eagles answered back with two in the bottom of the first. in Lacapral Valley leading 2-1. As we go to the top of the second, the Dutchman batting, their leadoff batter, Cammy Schmidt, the first baseman, has one ball and two strikes on her.
Four.
Maya Sawatsky just finished her eighth grade year. In her windup, and the pitch by Maya is down low for a ball. As I looked around behind me and to the side of me here, there is, I mean, a lot of Lacapral Valley fans here today. And the pitch by Sawatsky is high and away. Lacapral Valley's had 18 wins on the season. They're 18-4, Camden Conference champions. And they're trying to remain in the winner's bracket today. And the pitch down low, ball four. And so the Dutchmen get their leadoff batter on base. And here's number five, Liana Blumendahl, just a sophomore. She's batting. She plays third base. A lot of left-handed batters here for Edgerton Southwest Minnesota Christian. And she's going to bunt it foul. It's one of them, what do they call them, a running bunt or... You almost start running as you kind of slap the ball down. Blumendahl at the plate. Dutchman with the runner on first. That's Schmidt. Here's the pitch from Sawatsky, and that's down low. Nice stop by the freshman catcher for Lacapral Valley, Aiden Bond. One ball, one strike. Nobody out here in the top of the second. There's a swing and a miss for strike two. One ball, two strikes. Big pitch coming up here for Maya. Eagles have a 2-1 lead. Here's the pitch. And she just got a piece of it to stay alive. One of them swinging bunts. We saw Edgerton, Southwest Minnesota Christian, do that. The Eagles and the Dutchmen, they've really played a lot over the years in section softball. And they're known for their swinging bunts. Nobody out. Runner on first. Here's the pitch, and that is high for a ball. We got two balls and two strikes. The Blumendahl. Maya gathering herself in the circle, and now she winds up in the pitch, and she bunts it. Sawatsky feels it. Throws the first, not in time. Oh, is she fast? Oh, my goodness. Blumendahl just flew down the first baseline, and that's a base hit. Had that swinging bunt, and it went right back to Sawatsky. Maya fielded it and made a strong throw the first, but my goodness, that sophomore Liana Blumendahl can run. So now the Dutchmen have a threat here. Nobody out, runners on first and second, and the bunt is in the air, and it's caught by Bond, the catcher! That's an out! That's an out! Oh, what a play by Aiden Bond! Quick reaction by Aiden. Van Dyke was going to bunt, and she bunted behind home plate. And Aiden was right there, the catcher for Lacapral Valley, to make the catch. Good, quick reactions there by the ninth grader. So there's one out. Runners remain on first and second. It's the number eight batter. Number four, the second baseman, Cammy Vanderhaar. And Vanderhaar steps into the batter's box with her teammates on first and second. Eagles lead 2-0 the pitch, and that's low for a ball. Got a light wind, cloudy skies here in Marshall this morning. Glad you're with us on Q92. Here's Swatsky's pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the backstop for strike one. Just one out. 31. Both teams on Thursday in the first round of Section 3A won both their games. Here's a 1-1 pitch.
Nice pitch.
Change up, and that's strike two. I mentioned Maya Sawatsky's changeup. It's a different speed. It's slow motion, and it really can throw you off, and it did. Vanderhaar there. Here's the next pitch. And called strike three. Called strike three. Vanderhaar can't believe it. She looks back at the umpire. That was a big out, folks. A big strikeout for Sawatsky. That's her fourth strikeout of the game for Maya. Here's the number nine batter, Kaya Voj. And the pitch popped up left field. On coming in and makes the catch. Oh, that was a major league pop up to left. And that ends the inning for the Dutchman. And they leave two runners stranded. No runs on one hit, no errors, and two left on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the second. The Eagles have a 2-1 lead. You're listening to Section 3A Softball from Marshall High School. We'll be right back.
In school sports, it's easy to see the wins, the moments that make headlines. But there's so much work that goes unseen for any of it to happen. My name is Phil Risen, and I'm the Executive Director of the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Throughout the country, athletic administrators dedicate countless hours to making life-changing opportunities possible for student-athletes through sports. Their sacrifice is fueled by the belief that every student can grow and deserves their time to shine. On behalf of the NIAAA, we want to thank every athletic administrator for your tireless dedication to providing 7.8 million students across the country a path to a better future.
This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
All right, Zoe Dr. Obass, she was up at the plate before. And we're in the bottom of the second, the Eagles lead 2-1. Welcome back to Marshall High School. There's a kind of a Zoe was at the plate when Bradley Meyer got thrown out. And I was helping the team out here because Val Piotr was going to bat first. But Zoe should be at the plate, and she is. And she takes the pitch, swings and a miss for strike one. 2-1 in this winner's bracket. The Eagles lead. They scored two runs on Brandy Myers' two RBI double right down the right field line. There's a pop-up right field, and it's going to drop in there by for a base hit, and she's going to try for two, and she is out. Zoe Doctor trying to stretch it into a double. Good relay by the right fielder there. For Edgerton Southwest Christian. And so that's 9-4. Zoe hit it the right field, and she tried to get the sack, make it into a double, and it was just a perfect throw from the right fielder, Wallop, to the second baseman, and they got Zoe into second base. So, one out, and here's Val Piotr, the right fielder. Swing and a miss. Well, that's why you're always, it wasn't really a cutoff. When we are an outfielder, you want to hit your cutoff, or you want to throw a good ball to the base, and that's exactly what Wolof did in right field. There's a swing and a miss by Val for strike two. Raya Borstead waiting her turn on deck for La Caparo Valley. Van Dyke is the pitcher, and here's the pitch, and that is outside for a ball. Still can't get over that throw by the junior out there in right fielder, Reagan Wolof. Good being aggressive. You got to be aggressive in section play, and there's a swing and a miss. And a strikeout number three for Van Dyke for Edgerton, Southwest Minnesota Christian. So there's two outs here in the bottom of the second. Here's the number eight batter, Raya Borstead. Van Dyke in her windup and delivers, swing and a miss. Well, you got to give the Eagles credit. They're coming up to the plate swinging. Coach Sawatsky is a little disappointed in the batting and Thursday against Dawson Boyd McCray. Didn't feel like, oh, there's that changeup. Look out, and it's a strike. My goodness, that was nasty. Nice pitch there by Presley Van Dyke. Whoa! A softball from the other field just landed almost on my head. Oh, that was close. And the pitch is the ball. That was close, wasn't it? Got four softball fields and had a foul ball in the field behind us, and it almost hit my shoulder. Here's the windup by Van Dyke, and swing and a miss. She chased a high fastball. And that was a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for the Eagles. We're going to go to the top of the third here in Marshall. Rockapaw Valley 2, Edgerton, Southwest Minnesota Christian 1. We'll be right back.
Who has the best pizza around? Well, PK's in Canby, of course. PK Egan's Family Restaurant is open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and closed Sunday. Come on in for lunch. PK's has fruit punch and coat button fries, along with a wide variety of pizza choices. They have a full menu with sandwiches, soups, and more. Remember the pizza buffet on Wednesday. PK Egan's, located on Main Street, Canby. At Miller Services Tri-County Insurance, we have been providing crop insurance products to area farmers since 1978. We all know in today's high input environment, you have to protect your livelihood. We also understand that you have a bottom line to consider, and input costs are better spent in the ground. We can customize a plan that gets your operation the protection you need without breaking the bank. Call 320-769-2000. Or stop by and talk to Patrick today. Also offering farm, home, auto, life, and annuity products. Tri-County Insurance Incorporated is an equal opportunity provider.
Paul Ramel back here in Marshall. The Eagles have a 2-1 lead on Edgerton Southwest Minnesota Christian here in Section 3A playoffs in the winner's bracket. You win this game and you're going to go home. You only play one game today. And you lose, you'll play later this afternoon in the loser's bracket. Here's the top of the order in the top of the third inning for the Dutchman. Niebelink at the plate, and she swings at that one and fouls it back. Addie got a base hit and the score, the only run for the Dutchman in the top of the first inning on a wild pitch. Then Sawatsky actually struck out the side after Niebelink's pitch. There's 12 strike three. What a fastball thrown there by Maya Sawatsky. And that's strikeout number 5 for Maya. She had 12 strikeouts on Thursday against McCray. Here's number 12 batting. The Dutchman, Catherine Fikema, a senior. She also pitches, but she's out in left field here in this game, and the pitch is low for a ball. 2-0 count. We're in the top of the third under cloudy skies here. Hopefully it don't rain on us. Swing and fall back, because if you're familiar with the Marshall softball complex, it's a beautiful complex. A large concession restroom area in the middle of four fields. And there's all four fields are being used today, so there's a lot of people here. Next pitch to Fikema is outside for a ball. Three balls and one strike. Nobody on base for the Dutchman here in the top of the third. Maya Sawatsky pitch. And that's ball four. All right. Ball four, and so the Dutchman get a base runner. And here's number 11, Elliot Fleischman. She's the catcher. And here's the windup by Sawatsky, and she pops it up behind home plate. Bond might have a chance at this one, and then it goes into the crowd. The bleachers are full here, and there's a lot of bleachers space here. We're in field one, and they are plumb full. We've got people standing up behind us. I'm surrounded by Lockapaw Valley fans. And here's the pitch. Popped up. This is catchable in foul territory. And, oh, Brandy Meyer dives. And she makes the catch in foul territory. Brandy Meyer. Holy cow. Oh, my goodness. Brandy ran a long ways for that and laid out in foul territory down the left field line and hit the ground hard, and she held onto the ball. Two outs. That's one of the best catches I've seen this year. Here's a ground ball. Shelstead's going to let it go. Foul for strike one. Wow, was that fun to watch. Brandy Meyer. I'm going to have to put a few more bucks in her graduation card Sunday for that catch. Wow. Did you hear the Lock of Pearl crowd? It was amazing. Here's a wall-off. And the change-up is missed for a ball.
234.
One ball, one strike. Reagan Wall-off, the right fielder. She struck out in the first inning. Dutchman have a runner at first. Swing and a miss. A blazing fastball blew it by her. And Wall-off swung at that one way too late.
424.
One ball, two strikes, two outs. Let's see if Maya can get her here. And the eighth grader's in her windup. And the pitch swung on and fouled back. She got a piece of it. Boy, this is turning out to be a good game. We're only in the third inning, but a lot of things have happened. Great pitching, great defense by both sides. Two good teams. And the pitch in the dirt. Nice stop by Bond to keep the runner at first. 2-2 count to Wall-off. Here's the windup by Maya, and the pitch. Popped up, and Bond has concussions behind home plate, and she does! What a foot out! Hayden Bond, the catcher! That's a tough play for a catcher, and the Eagles are fired up. No runs, no hits, no errors. On base and a great diving catch by Brandy Meyer, the shortstop. And the Eagles hold on to that 2-1 lead as we go into the bottom of the third inning. We'll be back with more section softball right after this.
At First Security Bank in Canby, they'd like to remind area farmers that experience counts. Like farming, ag lending isn't something you learn overnight, and it's not something you can learn from a book either. First Security Bank in Canby has many years of professional experience in agricultural lending and all types of guaranteed loan programs. For farm operating, livestock, or real estate financing, see the experienced staff at First Security Bank of Canby, wishing the Canby Lancers the best of luck. First Security Bank of Canby, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender, and proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Program.
The Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson is proud to be a local consumer of locally produced corn and soy meal. You can call Dan Struxness at 320-769-4851 for information on feed. And Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill is happy to support local high school sports here on Q92. And good luck to all area teams and athletes. Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson.
All right, Aiden Bond batting for Lock of Pearl Valley. We're in the bottom of the third inning. What an exciting section softball game happening. The Eagles have a 2-1 lead. And number nine batter, Aiden Bond, started off here in the bottom of the third and in the top of the order, and Jalen Lee. And there's a shot to right field. I think that's going to drop in there, and it does! A base hit for Aiden Bond. Shallow right fielder to right fielder. Wall-off running in hard. I thought she was going to try to throw her out at first from right field. But Bond got a base hit. The Eagles have a base runner. Now, Aiden's timeout here. She's got Tyre Shue at first base. And now the top of the order, here's senior Jalen Lee. Jalen walked to start the game and then came around to score on Brandy Myers' 2-RBI single. Van Dyke, the junior pitcher. A bunt by Jalen, and she bunts it foul for strike one. Great atmosphere here in Marshall for section softball. I've been here when it's cool. I have a pullover on. I've been here when it's 110 degrees. Let me tell you, and that's not good. No shade, actually, here. Absolutely no shade. And there's a pitch high to Jalen. One ball, one strike to Jalen Lee with Aiden Bond at first base. Here's the windup in the pitch. Man Van Dyke, she bunts it down the first baseline. Fielded by the first baseman, they throw to first, and Aiden gets to second, so it's back bunt there. So a nice bunt laid down by Jalen Lee, and the first baseman fielded and then turned around and threw it to first and second baseman covering there. But that allowed Aiden Bond to get the second. Here's Kendall Shelstead. She had a base hit to right field. She hit it down the right field line. And the pitch to Kendall Shelstead is high for a ball. Kendall Shelstead, a senior, a lot of varsity experience. I'm not quite sure what grade she started playing varsity, but it was pretty young. And she hits a high fly ball right field, wall off underneath of it, makes the catch. Ooh, that's just about. Now, tagging going to third, and she's safe. Gone tag after the fly ball to right field. And so Bond gets the third base on the tag. Boy, the right fielder, Wallop, was caught the shell set in right field, but she almost dropped it, almost popped out of her glove. All right, runner on third. And here's Brandy Meyer. Takes first pitch, a ball. Aiden Bond's at third base, looking for that third run of the game for the Eagles. Brandy Meyer. It's down low. Nice stop by the Fleischman, the catcher, for the Dutchman. Eagles run here, leading 2-1. And the windup in the pitch. Oh, did she go around? No, she did not, the base umpire said. So it's a ball. Brandy almost swung at the ball and stopped halfway through. Home plate umpire had to get help from the base umpire, and the base umpire, she said she did not go around. Here's the pitch on 3-0, ball four. Brandy Meyer gets the board. So the Eagles with runners on first and second with two outs, and Kaylin Jan will bat here for La Caprile Valley. Chatted a little bit with Kayla before the game. She was pretty excited. She loves to play in Marshall here. Van Dyke, the pitch. And there's, oh, they throw the third, and she is, oh, safe. Oh, my goodness, Aiden Bond almost was thrown out there, but it was, the ball was dropped by the third baseman. After the pitch, the catcher threw to third. Bond was too far off the third base bag, and she would have been out if the third baseman would have held on to the ball. Randy Meyer, meanwhile, went to second base. Here's that changeup, and I think it was a ball. One ball, one strike to Kayla Jan. You know, a base hit could score two runs here for La Caprile Valley. Presley Van Dyke, the pitch, swing and a miss, way behind for ball two, or strike two. One ball, two strikes to Kayla Jan. Brandy Meyer at second. Aiden Bond at third. There's two outs here in the bottom of the third. The Eagles lead 2-1. Van Dyke delivers, and she got a piece of it and fouled it off. And Coach Sawatsky telling Kayla Jan, way to battle, Kayla, way to battle. Two runners on base. Here's the pitch of Jan, and that's high for a ball. Good eye by Kayla. Kayla's not very strong, tall, so not a big strike zone there for Van Dyke. Eagles threatening here with two outs in the bottom of the third. They got bad here. Here's the pitch. And popped up foul on a play over the first base dugout where the Dutchmen are. The Eagles are in the third base dugout. I'm actually broadcasting right next to the dugout here, sitting with the La Caprile Valley fans. Two on, two out, two strikes to Kayla Jan. And that's ball three. And the Dutchman fans did not like that call. They wanted a strike. It's a full count to Kayla. A full count to Kayla Jan. With two on. Van Dyke delivers. Four. What in that bat for Kayla Jan? And the bases are loaded. What in that bat by Kayla Jan? So the bases are loaded for La Caprile Valley. Here's Callie Kahn. Callie Kahn batting. Boy, a big hit here would be huge. Here's the windup in the first pitch to Callie. She hits a popped up right field, the wall off coming over, and she makes the catch. Khan flies out the right to end the inning. So the Eagles come up with no runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave the bases loaded here in the bottom of the third. We'll go to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Section 3A Softball from Marshall. The Eagles have a 2-1 lead over Edgerton Southwest Minnesota Christian. We'll be right back.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know, Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
Welcome back to Marshall High School, the Marshall Softball Complex. Just a great complex here. Four outstanding softball fields, well-maintained, huge concession area in the middle with the restrooms and a lot of picnic area. Just wish they had a little more shade. That would be nice. But we don't see the sun right now because it's overcast. Hey, the Eagles have a 2-1 lead over Edgerton, Southwest Minnesota Christian. These two have a rich history of playing each other. The Dutchmen have gone to the state many years in their history. And the Eagles right now have a 2-1 lead. Boy, Lockball had a great opportunity there with left the bases loaded last inning. Here's a ground ball. Shelstead fields it at third, throws the first, and they get the first batter, Tammy Schmidt, out. Shelstead to Jalen Lee for the first out. And here's number 5, Lee Blumendahl, a sophomore. She got a base hit last inning. The left-handed batter. She likes that running swing. Not really quite sure what you call that, kind of a running bunt, running swing. And she's a left-handed batter, and that's how she got her base hit last inning. And then she does the same thing there, but fouls that one back for strike one. One ball, one strike to Blumendahl. Dutchman scored in one run in the top of the first inning. That first inning, Nibby length. And here's a pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. Actually, after Nibbitling got a base hit, then Sawatsky struck out the next three batters, but a wild pitch allowed the run to score for the Dutchman. That's how they got their run. There's a swing and a miss for strike three. Strikeout number 6 for the eighth grader, Maya Sawatsky. Well, baseball for you on Q92 immediately after this game. We'll go to Dawson at Nelson Field. Lacaparo Valley will be taking on Canby. And with Dick Newman and Bart Hill. Van Dyke to swing and a miss there. First strike one. And we'll have baseball this afternoon. We'll do the second game too as well. Next pitch by Swatsky's in the dirt. 112. A lot of section sports today on Q92. Swatsky in her windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. The number 23, the Dutchman's pitcher, Presley Van Dyke. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Can Maya get her out here and make it a 1-2-3 inning? Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck her out. And that's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the fourth inning, folks, here in Marshall, and the Eagles hanging on to that 2-1 lead over the Dutchman. We'll be back after this.
Heather Floral and Greenhouse proudly serves Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison. We are committed to offering only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is friendly and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our professional staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That is why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Let Heather Floral and Greenhouse be your first choice for flowers. That's Heather Floral and Greenhouse in Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison.
Bellingham Farmers Elevator is a full-service cooperative with agronomy, grain, feed, and petroleum. Bellingham Farmers Elevator celebrates May as National Beef Month and thanks their feed customers. Contact Bellingham Farmers Co-op at 320-568-2216 for more details about their feed mill in Bellingham. Ask about custom blends and delivery. Visit BellinghamFarmersCoop.com.
Welcome back to Marshall. Paul Ramel here for 292 Sports, Lacapara Valley 2. Edgerton, Southwest Minnesota Christian 1. We're in the bottom of the fourth with the Eagles batting. Here's Zoe Doctor to face the junior right-hander, Presley Van Dyke. And she throws a changeup for a strike to Doctor. It'll be Zoe Doctor, Val Piotr, and Raya Borsted. First three batters for the Eagles. 2-1, Eagles lead. They left the bases loaded. There's a strike to Zoe. I'm going to come down to the Lacapara County Fairgrounds Wednesday. Zoe Doctor will have her llamas there with her during the Stampede to Fun, and there's called strike three. Fastball right down the middle, and Zoe strikes out. One out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's Val Piotr, the right fielder. Val also logs a lot of innings pitching. Here's the pitch from Van Dyke. There's a shot over the first baseman head coach there by, well, that's Ryan Lee. Right over Coach Lee's head. Ryan made an attempt to catch it with his bare hand, but he pulled it down right away. He could have had it. Here's Piotr. And the pitch is high for ball one. Raya Borsted on deck for Lacapara Valley. Eagles scored their two runs in the first inning as well. There's a two RBI single by Brandy Meyer. Change up, called strike two. That change up is really, really, really slow. I mean, takes forever to get home plate. Here's the next pitch, a fastball missed inside to Val. Val struck out in the second inning and are only at bat. Well, I see more and more teams now coming in to the Marshall softball complex. And the pitch is high for ball three. Full count to Val Piotr with one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Paul Ramo here for 292 Sports. Here's the full count pitch from Van Dyke. Swing and a miss, struck her out. Two outs. And that was strikeout number six for Presley Van Dyke. And now we're going to have a pinch batter here for Lacapara Valley. Pinch batter for the Eagles. Ryan Borsted is not going to bat. Maddie Geiser is going to bat. Maddie Geiser at the plate, number 18. Two outs. Here's the pitch. Change up into dirt. Geiser batting for Borsted here in the bottom of the fourth. Nobody on base. Eagles lead 2-1. Pitches high to Geiser. A lot of chatter from the Lacapara softball dugout here right next to me. They're constantly making noise, and that's good. Oh, we got some sun coming out in between the clouds. That's pitch, ball three. 3-0 to Geiser. Three zero count to Geiser. Aiden Bond on deck. If she can get there. And here's the 3-0 pitch, and that is strike one. Well, the field behind me, they're making a lot of noise. Somebody's scoring runs. I think Wabassa's over there. I'm not quite sure who's playing in that field. I think Wabassa's over there. They're making a lot of noise right now. Here's a 3-1 pitch. And that's ball four. So good at bat there by Matty Geiser. Geiser gets the board with two outs. We're going to have a courtesy runner here running for Geiser. I believe it's Whitnable. Yep, Carson Whitnable running. Geiser did a nice job. Nice at bat there by Geiser. So Whitnable's running. She's on first base with two outs. Eagles have a 2-1 lead. And here's the number nine batter, Aiden Bond. Aiden came, got a base hit last inning and got all the way to third base. Eagles left the bases loaded last inning. Had a great opportunity there. Presley Van Dyke. Boy, the Dutchmen, they were in a battle with Murray County Central in their second game on Thursday. Here's a swing and a miss. And then Whitney was trying to steal second, and she is out. Another nice throw by Fleischman, the catcher. So Whitnable thrown out, trying to steal second base. That'll end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're going to go to the top of the fifth inning here in Marshall. Occoquan Valley 2, Edgerton, Southwest Minnesota Christian 1. We'll be back with more Section Softball right after this.
Time to head to MB Golf Cars in Hendricks, Minnesota. MB is your authorized club car distributor and one-stop shop for all your golf car needs. MB offers cars for the golf course, campground, and lake home or around the farm. MB has countless options for custom seats, wheels, and accessories specializing in rebuilt custom cars and new club car personal cars like the Onward. If you can imagine it, they can help you build it. They also offer rental cars for your special event and on-the-spot financing. Call 507-275-3564 or check them out on the web at nbgolfcars.com and like them on Facebook. Be sure to give them a call or make a visit to one of their three locations in Hendricks, Minnesota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Des Moines, Iowa.
Are you looking to go green without a house covered in solar panels or a wind turbine in your yard? Thanks to the Economic Recovery Act, there's a 30% renewable energy tax credit for homeowners that install qualifying water furnace geothermal comfort systems. Water furnace geothermal units use the clean, renewable energy found in your own backyard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. With no ugly outdoor equipment, it's the practical way to go green. Call B&B Electrical Contractor at 507-872-6837. Free estimate.
All right, 2-1 your score here in Marshall, Occoquan Valley leading Edgerton Southwest Minnesota Christian. The Dutchmen are batting in the top of the fifth inning. And here's the 8, 9, and 1 batters. Vanderhaar batting. One ball, two strikes to Cammie Vanderhaar. She struck out in the second inning. Edgerton comes in to this game with 15 wins. Swing and a miss. A half swing by Vanderhaar. And another strike out there by Meyer. And so there's one out here in the top of the fifth inning. Strikeout number 8. Here's the number 9 batter for the Dutchman, Kaya Vogt. Number 3. Nobody on base. Eagles have that 2-1 lead. Here's a high pop up to left field. Callie Kahn running in and makes the catch. There's two outs. Nice job by Kahn in left. Sometimes that sun comes in between the clouds and might give the outfielders some trouble. And so there's two outs. Here's the top of the order, Nibbling. And Maya Sawatsky's pitch. And it's a strike. Sawatsky with 8 strikeouts through 5 innings here. Sawatsky in her windup in the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 2 to the leadoff batter. She got a base hit to start the game, Nibby Link did. She's only a 10th grader. Then she struck out in the 3rd inning. Maya Sawatsky recovering from an injury and her pitch in the dirt. Sawatsky missed a couple weeks at the end of the regular season there. with a wrist injury. But she's doing well now. Next pitch down low for a ball. 2-2 count, two outs. Eagles have more opportunities to score more runs, but good defense by the Dutchman in the game here, especially in the third inning. And there's a pop-up. Left field is going to go out of play. Boy, you're looking at, I can see the Marshall High School parking lot here. It is plumb full. I don't know where everybody's parking. There is a lot of people here in all four softball complex fields, anyway. Pitch down low for a ball. We got a full count to Nibbelink. Full count hit, two outs. In the windup, the delivery. Ground ball hit the Kayla Jan at second. Fields it, and they get her. Just barely got her. Nice job by Kayla Jan. To end the inning, that's a 1-2-3 inning. For Sawatsky and the Eagles, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the fifth. Can the Eagles pick up some more runs? They lead 2-1. We'll be right back.
Dave at Doug Service and Marine of Camby says, how do we stay small and sell big? It's simple. Years of experience. At Doug Service and Marine Incorporated, their mission is to offer you the latest in parts and products at the best prices and with outstanding service. They do ATV repairs, chainsaw service, lawnmowers. They are your small engine repair shop. Check out DougsMINC.com for all the information you'll need. That's Doug Service and Marine. They can be found along Highway 68 in Camby.
Welcome back to Marshall High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports on this beautiful Saturday. I love this kind of temperature. It's not cold, not hot, just perfect. And a good softball game, great softball game going on here between two outstanding teams. Rockefeller Valley has that 2-1 lead on the Edgerton Southwest Minnesota Christian here in Section 3A softball. The winner's bracket, you win this game, you go home, you're done for the day. If you lose, you'll play later this afternoon. It's a double elimination tournament. All right, bottom of the fifth. Eagles lead 2-1. Here's the 9-1-2 batters for Lacapaule Valley. Aiden Bond. He was at the plate when the Geyser was thrown out trying to steal second last inning. And Presley Van Dyke, the pitch is high for ball two. 2-0 to Aiden Bond. Just a ninth grader doing a fantastic job behind the plate. And she got a base hit in her only at bat. Got all the way to third base. That was the inning the Eagles left the bases loaded. And there's a strike thrown. 2-1 count to Bond. Being a catcher is tough, and she's a young catcher, only a freshman. Next pitch, swung on and missed for strike two. Jalen Lee waiting her turn, followed by Kendall Shelstead. Tight, tight ball game. 2-1. Eagles leading the Dutchman. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck out. She chased a high fastball there. And that strikeout, number 7 for Presley Van Dyke, junior right-handed pitcher for Edgerton. Here's Jalen Lee, swing and a miss by Jalen. She'll be graduating Sunday. Well, a lot of these seniors do. I believe the Eagles start 6 seniors. Here's the pitch. Popped up. In the infield, the third baseman right on the third base line will make the catch for the out. So Jalen just popped it up in the infield, and the third baseman, Blumendahl, a 10th grader, straddling the third base line right in front of the third base bag. Hauled it in for out number 2. Here's Kendall Shelstead. And change up to Kendall is low for a ball. Kendall got a base hit down the right field line in the first inning. And then in the third inning, she tried it. Got another base hit to right, but she tried to stretch it into a double. And Wallop, the right fielder, threw a strike to second base to throw her out. Throw Shelstead out at second. 2-0 count to Kendall. Here's the pitch by Van Dyke. Ground ball foul. Ooh, right to the first base dugout. A couple of the players for the Dutchman's first base dugout, they scattered. 2-1 to Kendall. Randy Meyer on deck. See if Kendall can get aboard here with 2 outs. Van Dyke going to wind up in the delivery. Popped up in the infield. The shortstop, right? Oh, collides with the second baseman, but she holds on for the catch. So that was a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for the Eagles. We're going to go to the top of the sixth with Edgerton coming to bat, but the Eagles have a 2-1 lead. You're listening to Section 3A Softball from Marshall.
If you're a woman over 40, getting a mammogram is smart. Choosing one that may be more accurate than your current screening, that's genius. Get a Genius 3D mammography exam at Appleton Area Health today. Call 320-289-1580 to schedule your appointment.
Ryan Smith Seeds says it's time to make every seed count with Agri Partners' premier seed line, AP Select. Offering varieties with Enlist E3, Liberty Link GT27, and conventional soybeans, as well as Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans in a premium corn lineup through REA Hybrid. We have a seed product. Call Ryan Smith today at 320-226-1079 or Agri Partners at 605-874-2550. Ryan Smith Seeds.
All right, we're in the top of the sixth inning. Eagles 6 outs away. They got to get 6 outs with no runs, and they'll win it 2-1. But the long one, got a lot of softball left. The Dutchman batting here in the top of the sixth. It's the 2, 3, and 4 batters to face Maya Sawatsky, who has 8 strikeouts in the game. The Catherine Feekman, the left fielder, she struck out on the first and then walked in the third. And it's 2-0 count to Feekman. Pikama. Here's the pitch. And that's a fastball, strike two. Or strike one, excuse me. What a stop. Oh, look out. Another softball comes in right behind us from the other field. That's the second time that's happened. Yeah, I got to turn around and tell these La Caprile Valley fans sitting behind me, they need to protect me. And the radio equipment. And there's a pitch, and that's a strike. 2-2 count to Pikama. First batter here in the top of the sixth inning. The wind up in the pitch by Sawatsky. It's popped up. And Brandy Meyer, the shortstop, will make the catch at short. And there's 1 out. Here's Elliot Fleischman, the catcher. She's a senior. And it looks like she has some power in her. Dutchman down by a run, 2-1. There's a changeup and a swing and a miss, and I love watching Maya's changeup. It is awesome. Sawatsky working with Bond. They work well together, the catcher and pitcher. And there's another changeup, but that's inside. Got 3 umpires. They're all decked in their bright, light blue T-shirts. Looks pretty sharp out there, the umpires. They're doing a good job. Into the swing and fall back into the stands. And as I look in the stands, they are plumb full. And this is a large stand. There's a lot of people watching this game. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. 2-2 count. The number 3 batter, Elliot Fleischman. And wind up in the pitch. Ooh, just missed for a ball. You know, Thursday, Edgerton Southwest Minnesota Christian defeated their rival Murray County Central by 1 run, 8-7. Thrilling game win there to keep in the winner's bracket. Here's the full count pitch. And she swings at it and follows it right towards me here to the dugout. We'll have baseball for you with Bart Hill and Dick Newman coming up after this game here. Well, around 1 o'clock from Nelson Field in Dawson. Section 3A baseball action this afternoon on Q92. And there's ball 4, a walk. So with one out here in the top of the sixth, the Dutchmen have a base runner. And here's the number four batter, the right fielder, Reagan Wolff. He struck out and then popped out to Aiden Bond. Number 20. So a runner, tying runs at first base. The number four batter's at the plate, Wolff. Here's the windup and the pitch by Maya. And it gets by Bond, and the runner's going to go down to second. So a runner is in scoring position for the Dutchman. Down by a run here in the top of the sixth inning. See if Maya can strike a couple out here, get out of the inning. Maya's in a windup in the pitch. And that's a strike. Ooh, no, he called it a ball. Wow. Coach Sawatsky disagreed. Coach Sawatsky's sitting right next to me. He agrees with me. That looked pretty good. Runner on second. Popped up behind home plate. Bond might have a chance. No, it's going to go into the stands. And a couple people right. Actually, the softball landed in the first stands behind home plate. And people scattered.
501.
Two balls, one strike to Reagan Wolff. Fleischman on second base. There's one out, and the pitch is high and away for a ball. And Maya looks over to the dugout here to her dad and looks a little frustrated. Infield in a little bit. Here's the pitch, and that's high for ball three. So back-to-back walks, and Coach Sawatsky calls timeout. He's going to go talk to his daughter and the infield. And Maya puts her glove down on the ground. And so the Dutchmen have something going here in the top of the sixth inning. Down 2-1. Runners will be on first and second. And the number five batter, Cammy Schmidt, who has walked and then grounded out to Shellstead in the game. So the Eagles, Coach Sawatsky, still visiting with his infielders inside the pitching circle. So this is a big moment in this Section 3A softball game here, with the Eagles leading only by one run, 2-1. Now Coach Sawatsky back into the dugout. And here we go. It's a left-handed batter, Cammy Schmidt. Big at bat here with one out. We're in the top of the sixth. Lacapaul Valley 2, Edgerton, Southwest Minnesota Christian 1. You'll want to stay in the winner's bracket. And the pitch is down low for a ball. Runners, no leading off in softball. They're on first and second. Eagles need some outs. Here's the pitch by Sawatsky. Swing and a miss. First strike one. One ball, one strike. Come on, Maya. Maya only just finished her eighth grade year. Inner windup in the pitch. And that's high. Maya's kind of, after every pitch, looking over to her dad's dugout. She looks kind of frustrated. I'm not sure why. But she's trying to regroup here. Here's the pitch. Oh, it's in the dirt. Nice stop by Bond. Oh, my goodness. Yep, the runner's at first and second. Three balls and one strike to Cammy Schmidt. And Schmidt knows Maya's got to come in with this one, and there she does, and she pops it up. Left field, Kahn coming in, and Callie makes the catch, and the runners will stay put. Huge out there for Lacapaul Valley. A fly ball off Schmidt's bat to left field to Kahn. And that was a big out. It's the second out. Here's Liana Blumendahl. Left-handed batter. Two outs now. Maya in her windup in the pitch. In the dirt. Stopped by Bond again. That was a one-hopper in front of home plate. And Bond did a nice job. Tense moment here in the softball game. And the pitch is a strike call. One ball, one strike, two outs, two on for the Dutchmen. They're down by a run to the Eagles, 2-1. Runners on first and second. 1-1 count. The pitch from Sawatsky. And there's a shot to short. And it's a force at third. She's out! Brandy Meyer fielded the ball and threw a bullet to the third baseman, Kendall Shelstead. And that was a force out at third. How about that? No runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave two on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Eagles hang on to that 2-1 lead, and we'll be back with Lockefeller Valley coming to bat.
At CCM Health, we're more than a hospital. We are a community of caregivers, from our surgeons, physicians, and nurses to any employee you may see when visiting us. We are working together to provide the absolute best care so you can focus on what really matters. From illness visits to diagnosis, specialized treatment, and recovery, your health is our number one priority. At CCM Health, our goal is to keep you healthy, happy, and ready for the next stage. CCM Health. Live your life.
Hoover Law Office and Mediation Center, located at 677 Pine Street in Dawson, is a full-service law firm providing legal services in family law, real estate, criminal defense, bankruptcy, probate, and estate planning. If you are in need of legal counsel, call our office at 320-769-2150 to set up an appointment to meet with Attorney Doug Kluver, or you can check us out online at kluverlaw.com. You can rely on Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center to continue to be your local full-service law firm and provide professional and prompt legal services.
1205 at KLQP, Madison Dawson, 68 degrees. Let's get back to the game. Here's Paul Ramo.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mayor. What a softball game here in Marshall. Section 3A softball, Lockapaw Valley leading 2-1. We're in the bottom of the sixth. It's Brandy Meyer, Kayla Jan, and Callie Kahn, the first three batters to face the junior pitcher, Presley Van Dyke. You win this game, you're going to go home. You only play one game today, and you remain in the winner's bracket. That's the biggest thing. And what a job by the Eagles to get out of a big jam there. Last inning, Dutchman left two on. Here's the pitch to Brandy Meyer. Two balls and one strike to Brandy. She had the big hit. Two RBI single in the first inning. Van Dyke. In her windup, and the pitch to Brandy Meyer, change up high for a ball. Boy, do the Eagles need an insurance run. Only leading by one run. The Dutchman will come to bat in the top of the seventh. The Eagles will need three outs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Full count to Brandy Meyer. An insurance run would be huge here in the bottom of the sixth inning for Lockefeller Valley. Here's the pitch by Van Dyke. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. Brandy goes down swinging. One out. Here's Kayla Jan. Let's see what Kayla's done today. She struck out in the first, then she walked in the third, that third inning. The Eagles had left the bases loaded. Here's the pitch to Kayla Jan. Popped up down the first baseline. The first baseman, they're not going to reach it. It goes out of play. Well, the sun is out now, and it's got some heat. Might have to take my pullover off. Man, is this... I am nervous. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Change up, strike, right down the middle to Kayla Jan. Dutchman scored their only run in the game in the first inning, and the Eagles did the same. They're only two runs. Since then, it's been a pitcher's duel. Swing and a miss. Kayla got a piece of it. Callie Kahn waiting her turn on deck. Presley Van Dyke, the pitcher for Edgerton, taking her time here. And now she's ready. 0-2 pitch in the dirt for ball one. Kayla really had a nice bat in the third inning. Called off some balls. I think she was behind 0-2 and then drew a walk. It was a great at-bat. Here's a windup in the pitch by Van Dyke. Swung on and fouled back to the backstop. There is a lot of red and black sitting behind me. Boy, they got a great... The softball team has a great following. Presley, Van Dyke, in her windup in the pitch to Janet, then chopper first base, And the first baseman, Schmidt, fields it cleanly and just runs over and taps the bag for the second out. So two outs, and here's Tally Khan. See who the Dutchmen are going to put up. They're going to put up their 7, 8, 9 batters in the top of the 7. So Tally Khan and Zoe Doctor, let's hit a home run and get that insurance run. Change up, and Tally Khan takes a strike. Wow, we're going to go to the bottom of the top of the 7th with the Eagles leading 2-1 so far anyway. Here's Van Dyke. Going to wind up in the pitch. And that's a strike. Is that a strike? I don't know what the umpire called there. I will say it's 1-1 to Tally Khan. Khan at the plate here in the bottom. And there's a shot to short. Fielded by the shortstop and the throw at first, and that's a 1-2-3 inning. So, folks, the Eagles are three outs away. Can they hang on? Can they do it? They need three outs. We'll be back right after this.
Need some electrical work done on your farm, home, or business? Well, Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric is the man you're looking for. B. Johnson Electric does commercial, farm, and residential wiring. Brett is your complete source for all your electrical needs in the Q92 listening area. Contact Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric at 320-226-5070. That's 320-226-5070.
Grace Haven Assisted Living, the comfort you deserve, the care you trust. We offer individualized care that caters to the ever-changing needs of our residents. We offer 10 private rooms, 24-hour awake staff, home-style meals and snacks, housekeeping and laundry, and medication management and delivery. Our monthly rate includes room and board, nutritional services, activities, maintenance, and utilities. Stop by anytime to visit or call Jennifer at 320-321-4067. God bless you and make it a great day. Angel songs and
all
this.
All right, welcome back to Marshall High School. Folks, this is exciting. Section 3A softball, we've reached the 7th inning. The Eagles have a 2-1 lead, and Edgerton Southwest Minnesota Christian will put their 7, 8, 9 batters up here in the top of the 7th. The Eagles are three outs away, and there's a pop-up, and it's right field, and Ravel Piano makes the catch. One out! First pitch to Presley Van Dyke. She the pianer and right. And they got one out. Oh, that's important to get that first out. And they did it here in the top of the 7th. Here's Cammy Vanderhaar. The pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. It's Lacapaul Valley 2, Edgerton Southwest Minnesota Christian 1. We're in the top of the 7th. The Dutchmen are batting. Sawatsky, inner windup, and the pitch, and that is strike two by the home plate umpire. Vanderhaar, she's struck out twice in the game. Can Maya get her a third time here? Sawatsky delivers. The ball! Ooh, that was close. And Coach Sawatsky wanted it. I thought it was a strike two. Umpire hesitated, but he said it was inside. We'll do it again. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Swung on and foul back. Eagles need two outs. Come on, Eagles. If they win this one, they'll remain in the winner's bracket. It is huge. Then they'll play Tuesday. The Dutchmen. Rich history of section championships. And they're called strike three! Called strike three, two outs! Nine, strikeout number 9 for Maya Swatsky. Let's make it 10 here to end the game. Goes the batter, the number 9 batter. Five ball, deep left field. Khan is going to go over ahead, and it goes to the fence. And Vogue's on her way to second base. The Dutchmen aren't done yet. Oh, that was a well-hit ball. I thought it was going to be a home run, and Callie didn't have a prayer there. And she got on her horse, got it in, held her to a double. So now it's the top of the order for the Dutchman. My goodness. Runner on second is Boach. Here's the Nibby Link, the batter. And she swings at it and then misses for strike one. The Eagles need one out. The tying run is at second base for the Dutchman. We're in the top of the seventh. Eagles trying to pull out a win here. Zawoski's pitch, and that's high for a ball. This is the leadoff batter. She has got a base hit, grounded to second to Jan, and then struck out. There's two outs. Pitch down low. Got to keep that runner at second. Boy, that was a farthest hit ball of the game by the number nine batter for the Dutchman. Two balls, one strike. And pitch down low. Oh, no, they call it a strike. She swung at it. Why did she swing? It was in the dirt. We're one pitch away. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Nine runs at second. Minor windup and the pitch. Yeah. Oh, no, it's a ball. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Full count. That looked like a strike to me. Full count, two outs to the leadoff batter. Come on, Maya. Here we go. She winds up the pitch. Struck out! Yeah! Oh, my goodness! The Eagles win 2-1! The Eagles win 2-1 on a strikeout to end the game. And Lacapau Valley remains in the winner's bracket. What a softball game. Oh, my goodness. Whew! Great job there by Zawoski. Oh, both teams shaking hands behind home plate. Lacapau Valley fans on their feet. And we got a win. We got an Eagle win. And they get to go home the rest of the day. And Coach Zawoski's happy too. We'll take a commercial break. And we'll be back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this. The Eagles win 2-1.
Gisselson Ace Hardware in Mineota is a fourth-generation hardware store. This store has seen a lot of items over the years, from international tractors and, of course, many hardware items. Men can shop for tools, while women shop for gifts and decor, and meet in the middle at the checkout counter. Now that is the way to shop. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 7:30 to 4. They are located right along Highway 68 in beautiful Mineota, Minnesota. If you are looking for clean, sanitary, portable restroom facilities in southwest Minnesota, look then CleanSite LLC, Montevideo. CleanSite offers a full line of mobile and portable restrooms from basic one-stall units to mobile trailers with multiple facilities. Whatever your needs are, CleanSite has the perfect solution. If you have large events like corporate events, family reunions, weddings, CleanSite is there for you. Call Dustin at 320-894-7160 today. That's CleanSite Portable Restrooms in Montevideo. Check out their website at CleanSiteLLC.com.
A lot of specials this week at Camby Meat Center. Check out the USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $10.49 a pound. Boneless Beef Arm Roast, $5.99 a pound. Pork Shoulder Butt Roast, $2.39 a pound. Or pick up some Midwest Pride Deli Roast Beef, just $8.99 a pound. That's the Camby Meat Center. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, Saturday, 8 till noon.
We're at 18 past 12. Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. What a softball game that was. The Eagles win it 2-1. Over their rival in section play over the last number of years, Edgerton Southwest Minnesota Christian. And what a softball game. What a pitching performance, actually, by both pitchers. And line scores read, Lacapaw Valley, 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors. They left 3 on base. That was the bases loaded inning in the third. They left the bases loaded in the third. 4 Edgerton, Southwest Minnesota Christian, they scored 1 run on 3 hits, no errors, and 4 left on base. Folks, there was no errors in that game on either side. Just a well-played softball game. The runs were scored in the first inning. Edgerton scored on a wild pitch, and then Sawatsky actually struck in the first and got out of that inning. And Coach Swatsky is going to join me here quick. And congratulations. Was that fun or what?
I tell you what, that was a nail biter.
Yeah, go ahead.
But this is what Section 3A softball is about. So every team's a good team at this particular point. And I just thought our girls showed a lot of resilience, some timely hits, some huge defensive plays.
Oh,
Brandy's play behind third base. I mean, that's a college-level play right there.
It was. That's what I said.
Yeah, it was unbelievable and such a momentum swing. What it really showed everybody is, hey, we're going to lay it all out on the line right now and go get this thing.
Yeah, talk about Maya's pitching.
Just
3 hits.
Yeah. So this is a team that we have been told is kind of an unbelievable hitting team. And,
yep.
And I think they are, but I thought she was on fire tonight.
Yep.
Hitting corners, her changeup was outstanding. She kept him off balance, and
I had a strikeout.
10 strikeouts, yeah. No, complete team victory here,
yep.
And that's the key is we're kind of clicking in off assets right now.
Yep.
Offensively, I thought their pitcher did a nice job of keeping us off balance, too. We had some opportunities, just didn't capitalize, and that's the way it goes. But we had enough. Just a complete team victory here. Everybody stepped up and had an impact, and hey, we're in the winner's bracket.
That's right. I just want a few of my highlights I wrote. In the sixth inning, the Dutchman had 2 on with just 1 out, and you got out of the game, and you got out of the inning. That was fun.
Yeah, well, again, I think there was maybe a fly ball that Cali got, or maybe Val. I can't remember which one of them, but it was a big play. Big moment, and again, it's a complete team effort here where people were making plays, and gosh, I just couldn't be happier for the girls right now. So I just saw that Obasso, looks like they won on the other field in a close 5-3 matchup, and so we will see them on Tuesday, and I'm looking forward to locking horns.
What did we say Thursday? Stay in the winner's bracket.
Yeah, it's so easy, No.
You don't have to stay and play another game.
Well, we don't, and the girls get to go home, enjoy some graduations and all that good stuff. But, I will say Section 3A is really good softball. It's just there's a lot of good teams, and whoever comes out of it, darn well they're going to be highly competitive in the state tournament.
Yep.
So right now we've given ourselves an opportunity, and I'm excited about it.
All right, congratulations on a great game.
Thank you.
And thanks for letting me go home this afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you going to cover baseball now?
No,
we're going to cover baseball.
Good. Yeah, that'll be great. Good luck to the Lacapaw baseball team.
Okay, when do you play next back here in Marshall on Tuesday?
On Tuesday, and I can't remember. I didn't look ahead because I didn't want to. So I just wanted to focus on one game at a time right now.
A little nerve-wracking game there.
You ain't a kid, and I think I need a shower. I'm probably a little sweaty and whatnot, but so proud of our girls. It's team effort. Yeah, team effort. And then the other thing is I want to thank our fans. We had a great turnout of support for our fans. So just a great sea of red and black, and I know they're red and black too, but it was our fans. So
they're loud behind
you. Loud and into it, yes, right. for sure.
Right. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you being here.
Brandy, can you have her come over on a T-shirt?
I will do that.
All right, Scott Swofsky, head coach of the Eagles. The Eagles win it 2-1. Our Neon Needle Subway player of the game is Brandy Meyer. She had a 2-RBI single in the first inning and probably one of the best softball catches, or baseball, any catch I've seen this year by Brandy there in that sixth inning. So she's our Neon Needles player of the game. Our Ag Plus Cooperative play game is that catch by Brandy Meyer. Hey, we got baseball coming up for you. Dick Newman, Bart Hill in Dawson. The Eagles in Canby coming up around 1 o'clock. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Miller Services Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Madison Bottling, Wolf's Lager Concrete, Heather Nursery and Floral, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, NB Golf Cars, B&B Electrical Contractors, Duck Service Submarine, Appleton Area Health, Ryan Smith Seeds, CCM Health, Hoover Law Office, B. Johnson Electric, Grace Haven Assisted Living. Section Sports brought to you by Gistelson's Hardware, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Canby Meat Center, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Haas Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Chris Wodzinski for House, Lee Motor Company, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, City Hall Bar and Grill, Lean Lumber, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Gruel Electric, Independent Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Concrete, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Myers Electric and Infrared, Canby Farmers Grain, Tufty Auto and Sales, Klein Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Edward Jones and Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Madison Dental Clinic, United Prairie Bank, Dawson Truck Parts, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Cargill, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prims Bank, Greater Community Credit Union, Erickson Chevrolet, UFP Minneota, The Strand Agency, The Dryer Doctors. Section Sports on Q92 also brought to you by Appleton Dental Clinic, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Wow Auto Wash, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Culligan, Purus, Tron Tossel Seeds, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, KB's Bar and Grill, House of Spirits, Mattress Barn, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Prairie Sun Bank, Pete's Electric Motor, Albert Insurance Agency, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Schipple Mutual Fire Insurance. Section Sports brought to you by Fixin Chiropractic, Ludwig's and Tiling, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, AGP, State Bank of Taunton, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Larson Tiling, American Surplus, Olson Dray Service, Minnesota West Community College, Dawson Dairy Queen, Citizens Alliance Bank, and Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports on Q92.